Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Love Burritos at 4 a.m., Parties That Never End, Dogs That Love Cats, and Trans.
Oh, my God.
That is courtesy of Katie Didn't. One of the greats. And Trans.
And the Twins.
What a fucked up commercial that was.
What a horrible moment in time.
We're the best. I remember I was in love with like the Miller Lite person at the time, whoever that was, like this redheaded person. I was like, oh man, they were really the Miller Lite marketing.
The Miller Lite, like on TV, or the Miller Lite, like rep who they sent to local bars.
Don't make me answer that, Jack. I'd like to think that she was hired by a corporate to be the national spokesperson, or it could have been someone just giving away Miller Lite themed Mardi Gras beads at the studio suite.
Well, speaking of national sports person, it is National Horny Day, and we were contacted by Sex to talk it up.
Yeah.
Get people excited.
By Sex to talk it up.
we are the official, this is officially a branded piece of content for National Horny Day.
Hey, hey guys.
And what makes you hornier than me talking like this? Yeah, Anna?
Just a note from the producing team. They would like you guys to be a little bit hornier for this segment. Just a little hornier.
This is as horny as I get, ma'am.
Here comes the hornmanian devil.
And trans!
Oh, God. Oh, shit. I don't know what
turning
that would
into
like
a morning zoo show.
It is a morning zoo show. I don't know. Apparently, this is the April 17th, or the 16th is horny day. There's a lot of, I guess, debate over if it's the 16th or the 17th. But according to Twitter,
Easter?
It's
isn't
today.
Easter like the spring celebration of fertility or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is just about being horny, you know? So
oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't know what it means. Like everything on Twitter is just, you know, iffy, just posting some real horny content on Maine.
Yeah, now that is who they should have contacted.
Yeah, exactly.
For that's National Horny Day.
I may just need to call him right now and be like, what is this holiday exactly? Like, I gotta get these thigh pics off.
Mm. Yeah, National Horny Day. Get out there, horn it up, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have
with
to
consent,
tell you
obviously.
Guys. With consent. Anglo-Saxon is trending.
Holy shit, dude.
Why? I actually don't
because
know.
Because fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene and these other fucking racist asshats have started this party that is like their America First caucus.
And it is truly, even for America, it's just like, I thought the mask, I didn't know there was another mask you could then take off to reveal how nativist and racist you are. They right. somehow reached under their facial skin and ripped that off to
ripped
reveal
their David Duke mask off to reveal
right, to reveal this
Hellraiser
like, fully faceless nativist. So the shit that's like in their sort of like, you know, I don't know what it is, like they're on their website talking about their new caucus, quote, common respect for uniquely Anglo-Saxon political traditions and a return to architectural style that, quote, befits the progeny of European architecture. It's just fancy Nazi talk is all this shit.
Yeah, no, that's straight up Nazi talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's the most in your face. That's what I mean, like, it's, I guess it's the next level would be like, and we got to get rid of all the black and brown, the non-white people. Like, that's really,
for sure.
There's not a degree after this that isn't that, because you're just trying to be like, oh yeah, we love it. They say under the immigration section, quote, America is a nation with a border and a culture strengthened by a common respect for uniquely Anglo-Saxon political traditions.
And this isn't an alternative to the Republican Party. This is just like the Freedom within Caucus mm-hmm. within. That's cool that the Republicans have gone. Like, I remember when I was first learning about the world that, you know, you would hear about these Nazi parties in Europe that are like, oh, they're like openly Nazis. And that was something that, you know, America didn't officially have in the halls of power. But turns out now we do.
Yeah. I mean, it's and it goes on just all kinds of this weird, you know, not weird, just straight up racist rhetoric of like, you know, like a powerful nations, like assimilation is necessary. So it's just mm-hmm. some colonizer mm-hmm. racist bullshit. Cool. But, you know, honestly, I don't know what to say because they're this. We live in a country where people vote for this shit because that's truly they're all in on that. So the struggle continues.
Helen McRory is trending. She is the actress from Peaky Blinders. She played the aunt from Peaky Blinders, I believe. She played Draco Malfoy's mom in Harry Potter recently passed away from cancer.
I didn't realize she was with Damian Lewis, who I know because I have World War II brain and I'm like Band of Brothers, Damian Lewis. But man, the post that he put out, the statement in her passing, I was very... It was heart-wrenching to have to like read that from someone whose partner has just passed away. But yeah, she was apparently, you know, as he said, she died peacefully at home, surrounded by a wave of love from friends and family. She died as she lived, fearlessly. God, we love her and know how lucky we are to have had her in our lives. She blazed so brightly. Go now, little one, into the air, and thank you. Whew. But yeah, definitely a lot of people are very familiar with her work. So yeah, awful, awful, awful. You know,
yeah.
I hate to hear about fucking cancer, so fucked up. So,
speaking of awful, 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 FedEx is trending because there was another mass shooting at a FedEx facility near the Indianapolis airport. There's another Biden call for gun reform that will presumably go nowhere. But I don't know.
What do you mean? What did you say? Hey, guy, hey, come on. Come on. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Do something, basically. Huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, who am I? President?
Gun violence is an epidemic in America, but we should not accept it. We must act. So, strong words.
Get your head out, motherfucker. You're the president. Man. You're the president.
Yeah.
Don't ask these other people to take so you can hide behind them because you don't want to be the one who comes out here and be saying, I'm the president of the United States, and this is what I believe the direction that the country needs to go in as president of the United States. So I'm like, oh my God, let me just pass the hot potato of responsibility to the other people who have no interest in doing anything.
Isn't anybody going to do something?
It's like, hey, don't make me come down there, guys.
Right.
Or what? You can do nothing again? Like, that's why it's only going to, the shit they say is just only going to sound more and more hollow and meaningless and more offensive. And it's just going to just say you don't give a fuck. At least people don't have to have any sense of optimism about it. They can just be right in their cynicism of how you know, little dedication there is to keep the people of this country safe.
Could he, like, how far can an executive order go? Could he just, like, do a blanket ban? Like, what? Because it, the most stringent possible gun control that I can imagine would immediately, like, we would see a drop in crime and suicide and homicide. Like, and it would be hard to argue against that. Like, just the fact that politicians aren't willing to even have do that experiment, like, is pretty
yeah, low. I mean, you know, because it's like anything, you have an EO and then it'll be people sue and it only lasts until it's canceled, which means the next administration just fucking upend everything. So it's like a, while it is a band-aid fix in that, like, it can be completely ripped off by whoever is next in line, it's right. You know, that's why it's like, yeah, then that's why we need the laws to be changed and ratified. But this is just what the state of our political leadership is. The problems are so apparent, but it's this crop of politicians who are just absolutely incapable of altering this shitty bed that they've slept in for decades.
Quick one that we didn't have on the doc, but Kyle Rittenhouse is trending because apparently cops have been donating money to his defense fund,
mm-hmm.
and saying, quote, "You've done nothing wrong. Thank you for your courage. Keep your head up. Every rank and file police officer supports you. Don't be discouraged by actions of the political class of law enforcement leadership."
Yeah, they're
that was from Sergeant William Kelly, a 19-year veteran of the Norfolk Police Department. Yeah, they're a white supremacist gang, like prison gang.
And it's like, where the fuck are these other cops at who, you know, you right. think are people who have a fucking soul in them?
Right.
Where the fuck are y'all? Because it's making it real easy for us to have this. I really don't like to believe in absolutes, just yeah. philosophically speaking, because I don't believe in absolute anything. But what is happening? What are y'all right. doing? How are you even a cop? And what do you do? Because I from what I'm seeing, it's all y'all. Doesn't even matter who right. the fuck you are. You're either, you don't say shit and you don't do nothing about it, or on the other end of it, you can end up like Chris Dorner, who you try and fucking raise a point, and then there's a mechanism in place to just be like, no, we're not interested yeah. in any kind of accountability within the department.
T-Rex is trending. It has been revealed that they think there were 2.5 billion of these motherfucking T-Rexes.
Wait, what? In like over the
span of the existence of T-Rexes.
Okay, where are these skeletons at?
Thank you. I mean, that's what it really is like when you think about, I read some account of like how a fossil gets made, and it's like such a shockingly like specific set of things need to happen. Like you need to fall into it. Yeah. Fall into like a boiling mud, lava lake. And then, you know, like it's just all these weird things. So like, we just have such scant evidence of like what actually went on before we started writing shit down.
And I've said this before, Jack, I just don't think it's right to thwart the will of Christ and his Father God Almighty by acknowledging the presence of these beasts and to say that they were somehow part of his plan.
Right.
It just makes
no, they were definitely put there to test faith for sure.
Yeah. And from that what I was taught, I believe Jesus would ride these majestic beasts, across the land, delivering his message of salvation. So
hell yeah, man. That's one of the first places that you and I have talked about this off mic, but one of the first places we're going to visit is the creation museum, and it's a
and
blast.
Just weep for finally being in the presence of the truth.
Thank you. Grimes is trending finally because she got a sick back piece, bro.
Dude, that's just been, I don't know what the fuck she calls them,
alien scars?
What?
She just made it look like her back got fucked up.
It looks like old antebellum, you know, reconstruction photos of freed slaves who have, you know, whipping laceration scars on their backs, but because they're symmetrical,
they're curly
because they're aliens. Symmetrical and done by a fucking algorithm, we can call them alien scars. It's a back tattoo. I don't know. Like, this shit looks ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Like, what? It's just part. I don't know. They're such a fucking weird group of people. Like, that you're like, yeah, let this computer thing decide what this is going to look like on my body. You know what, though? Your body, your problem. That's what I always say. You know what I mean? So you got to deal with it. Your choice.
Anyways, those are the things that are trending here at the end of this fun week. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. And then until then, be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. Wear a mask. Yep. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.